Hello and welcome to another episode of the Daily Remedy Podcast. My name is Dr. Jay Joshi, and I'm here to discuss an innovative new platform that many of you, both from the journalistic sphere and the clinical medicine sphere, will find extremely interesting. We're going to talk about drug pricing. But before we talk about drug pricing and the database that we've created, let's take a little bit of time to go through the drug pricing and what that actually means. So by and large, there are multiple drug databases that purport different drug pricing at different points of the supply chain continuum. To get a sense of what that really means, think of drug pricing like building a computer. You have to first find where you can source the computer chips, where you can source the other parts to build the computer together. You have to assemble the computer. You have to create the software, the firmware, to then make the computer operational. And then once all of that is put together, you sell the computer. So at different points along the supply chain, you have different prices of different components that then come together. Drug pricing is very similar. You have different costs along different aspects of the supply chain. While there are many, many drug databases, the three that we believe are the most important are NADEC, WAC, and ASP. What are they? Let's begin and discuss in more detail. NADEC stands for National Average Drug Acquisition Cost. It is set by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It is the average price retail pharmacies pay to acquire the drug. That is important. It's not the price you as the patient pay. It's the price the retail pharmacies pay to acquire the drug. It is based on real invoice data submitted by pharmacies nationwide and is used primarily for Medicaid reimbursements, although many states will use NADEC plus a dispensing fee. So for the most part, NADEC is not absolute, but is a great benchmark. It is a great benchmark because it reflects actual pharmacy acquisition costs. The second one is WAC, Wholesale Acquisition Cost. It is set by the drug manufacturers. It is the list price that manufacturers charge wholesalers. It does not include rebates, discounts, or any negotiations. Think of it like the sticker price of the drug before any discounts. The third one is the ASP, Average Sales Price. It is set by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And it is the average price that manufacturers actually receive after discounts and rebates. It includes most rebates, price concessions, but not all, depending on what the reporting rules are. And it is used for Medicare Part B drug reimbursements, which is typically ASP plus a 6%, although there are divergence in that metric as well. It is the closer to the true net price that manufacturers get paid. So let's create a simple mental model before we go into the drug database and really delve deep into the drug price trends. WAC, the high starting point of the list price. ASP, the lower after rebates and discounts. NADEC, what the pharmacies actually pay. So now that we know the different drug pricing strategies, let's go through the actual database itself. Let's go through MedPricer so we can understand how the drug prices correlate together. Okay, you guys should be able to see what's called the admin panel. This is what we call the pricing intelligence dashboard. So what we're going to focus on are the categories here: the broad overview, the policy and research, the patient advocacy, the plan admin, and the market intel. So for generally speaking, we've analyzed over 40,000 drugs. What this shows here is the average WAC to NADEC spread. Again, remember, the different components of WAC and NADEC test different aspects of the drug pricing. So the spread is critically important because the spread can tell you about how certain pharmaceutical companies are incorporating rebates or PBM pressures into the pricing model. So we had the biggest one-year NADEC increase, the widest NADEC to WAC spread. This is critically important because when you start to trend the different drug databases, you start to see key correlations. We first look at these correlations based on drug categories. And I'm being deliberately mindful not to incorporate any sort of analyses just yet, because I want you to look at the data in its most pure form so that you, the viewer, can make interpretations based on the data from a policy perspective, from a patient advocacy standpoint, and also potentially from a financial standpoint as well. So the different categories of drugs are listed here. As you can see on top, we have the average 1 month difference, the average 1 year difference, with the average WAC spread. Below here, we have the cross spread analysis, where we have NADEC, WAC, ASP, WAC to NADEC spread, and gross to net spread. This is critically important because it tells you the spread analyses across the different drug databases, and it tells you the change in those spreads, so you can analyze certain pressures, be it PBM, rebates, what have you, that could be inducing price data set disparities. So the reason why you see furosemide and different drug categories repeated is because there's different formularies. So what we've done is we've not only dissected the database based on the drugs, but also on the specific dosing and the formulary type of the medications itself. So for example, metoprolol, there'll be metoprolol and there'll be metoprolol XL. Although for you, it may appear to be the same drug. From a clinical standpoint, they have different mechanisms of action, different pharmacokinetics, and therefore we felt it appropriate to have two different categories. So what appears to be some sort of redundancy is actually a more granular dissected view of the different drugs. Okay, let's keep going. So as you can see, we have the individual drugs, we have the categories, and then we have the different pricing. Now, what we've incorporated here is the price changes across the benchmarks. Again, what we've done is take the different categories, NADEC, 1 month, 6 month, 1 year, WAC, 1 month, 6 month, 1 year, and also the ASP limit. Then just them drug by drug to see database divergence. Now, I'm sure many of you who are in the journalism world and the health policy world are looking at this and automatically coming up with different analyses and interpretations of the data. That's good. We value your feedback, and we hope that we can collaborate and find ways where we can create meaningful signals from the database. All right. Now we have the biggest price changes based on the data pool, based on the month. And again, we consistently are pulling the data and day over day updating the databases. What you can see here, per month, 6 month, year, previous price changes, current changes, and then the percent change itself. All right. So now let's go to the top. We're going to look at policy and research. Again, what we've done is we've created a WAC spread and a one-year delta for therapeutic categories, identify key metrics as the delta of WAC relative to NADEC, created metrics like a WAC to NADEC spread, again, measures how much higher the wholesale acquisition cost is compared to the actual pharmacy acquisition cost. So let's look at all the drugs in a deep dive. So we have the NADEC, WAC, gross to net proxy, WAC spread, ASP limit, ASP to NADEC spread, percent difference, year-over-year change in NADEC, year-over-year change in WAC, And then again, the labeler, which is the manufacturer. Okay, let's scroll down. Okay. Patient advocacy. What we've done here is provide something that's very patient-centric, easy to understand, where we detect price jumps, disease areas that are affected, the biggest jump in the pricing, and the average increase in the pricing. So this is very simple. Just identifies which drugs have had certain price increases and what that price increase could mean relative to the drug category and the individual drug itself. So here we keep it in relatively simple financial terms: current price, price change per unit, 30-day impact, year impact, and WAC markup. Okay, this is for PBMs, a little more technical. Again, drugs that are underwater, which we define as ASP 6% below NADAC. Average reimbursement margins, again, the delta between the ASP and the NADAC. WAC coverage, ASP coverage. Underwater drugs here. Okay, ASP reimbursement analysis. Again, we're looking at NADAC, ASP limit, ASP plus 6, margins, WAC, and NADAC trends. Forgot to mention this earlier, but we have a search function for all the drugs depending on the different databases and the categories of analyses. Makes it easier as opposed to just scrolling ad nauseum. All right, and then this takes us to the bottom. Let's scroll up and then let's review the final category. This is going to be market intel. All right, so this is the market intelligence view. It's a quantitative analysis for analysts and investors. Again, more financial information. We've identified terms as rising momentum. Momentum we're describing in financial terms as the price increase. Highest momentum with the greatest, what we'd call market indicators of price increase momentum, most divergent, in which we would see a greater disparity in the different drug pricing databases, and again, the different categories that you have saw, that you've seen in the previous tabs. We look at momentum, accelerating pricing, highest benchmark divergence, manufacturer aggregation, aggregated momentum, divergence, and pricing power by manufacturer. Only manufacture the 2+ drug shown. Again, this is so that we can get the divergence metrics. Okay, this is what we call the full market scorecard. It'll take individual drugs, look at the different pricing, NADAC, WAC, ASP limit, NADAC delta in 1 month, WAC delta 1 year, and then the trend analyses, what the momentum, divergence, and pricing power metrics would be as a result of the different database and the trends therein. Okay, let's return to the top. So as you can see in the pricing intelligence database, we have overview, where we have generalized metrics, data recontextualized from a policy and research standpoint, data recontextualized to be patient-friendly, leading to a focus of patient empowerment and drug pricing awareness. We have plan administration, where we look at things from the supply chain standpoint, and database that's categorized more from a financial and market intel standpoint. This, in a nutshell, is what we're trying to create at MedPricer, the ultimate tool in drug pricing, pricing transparency, understanding divergence in pricing based on different databases and what that means for the drug itself from multiple perspectives, from a supply chain, from a financial, from a market intel, and obviously, of course, from public policy, and most importantly, from patient advocacy standpoint. So if you're interested in learning more about this database and interested in looking to partner with us on investigative journalism or any database studies that would require a collaboration, let us know and be happy to work with you.